This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Severe cyclonic storm Dana made landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra on Orissa coast with the wind speed of 120 kilometers per hour midnight last night. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the landfall process continued till this morning. More details from our correspondent.
There has been no report of any major damage or casualty so far after the landfall of severe cyclone Dana between Bhitarkanika National Park and Dhamra around last midnight. Cyclone response teams consisting of NDRF, ODRF and fire services have started cleaning the roads in different parts of Kendrapada and Bhadrak districts by clearing big trees fell down during the landfall of Dana. Under the impact of Dana, rainfalls and high tides in the sea were seen near the landfall region and it brought down many big trees, electric poles and thatched houses. The actual damages caused by Dana are being assessed by the state administration. The IMD has issued a red alert to 9 districts of Odisha, including Jajpur, Bhadrak, Kendrapada and Puri for today, which are likely to experience heavy rainfalls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have assured Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi of all support from the centre to Odisha to tackle the damages caused by Dana. Meanwhile, restoration of flights have commenced in Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar as the capital city is least affected by Dana. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will co-chair the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC, in New Delhi today. Chancellor Scholz arrived in New Delhi last night on a 3-day visit to India. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks today to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation, green and sustainable development partnership and collaboration in the area of emerging and strategic technologies. Both leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. Details on this from our correspondent.
The IGC format was launched in 2011 and allows for a comprehensive review of cooperation and identification of new areas of engagement at the cabinet level. India is among a select group of countries with which Germany has such a mechanism. The 7th IGC is expected to have a strong technology focus, with the key elements being sustainability and green transition, migration and mobility, and technology and innovation. Increased collaboration in new and emerging technologies is also expected. In addition, focus will also be on enhancing defense and security cooperation. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The filing of nominations will end today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 13th of November. 748 candidates have so far filed their nominations. In Maharashtra, 552 candidates have filed their nominations for assembly elections so far. Meanwhile, Indian National Congress declared its first list of candidates for 48 constituencies yesterday. The Nationalist Congress Party, Sharad Pawar, declared a list of 45 candidates. The Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena, MNS, released its third list of candidates yesterday. In the Kashmir Valley, terrorists attacked an army vehicle in Bota Pathri area of Gulmarg in Baramulla district late last night. According to social media post of Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, two army soldiers and two porters have suffered severe injuries during the gun battle and were evacuated to hospital for medical care. Entire area has been cordoned off by the security forces and a massive manhunt has been launched to track down the terrorists responsible for the terror attack. The United States and Qatar have announced the revival of Gaza ceasefire negotiations, marking a potential turning point in diplomatic efforts following the recent death of Hamas's Yahya Sinwar, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, during his 11th regional visit since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel, revealed that mediators are exploring fresh approaches after previous U.S.-led initiatives stalled. In squash, India's Akanksha Solanki has advanced to the semifinals of the second International Women's Open of 2024 in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.